This is KUT. The city of Austin is currently considering proposals to develop more than 200 acres of land east of I-35. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, it's a rare opportunity for the city to have a say in what gets built.
From atop a hill, Martin Barrera surveys acres of land in far east Austin, just near Walter E. Long Park.
Colony Park on this side, and it comes to right about there, and then it just stops, and then that gentle slope of land there.
Barrera works for the city's economic development department. He's showing me a portion of the 200 acres of land the city bought back in 2001 and explaining what the city plans to do with it more than 15 years later.
It's a mixed-use, mixed-income community.
We're standing outside an elementary school. A bus pulls up as we talk.
It's a sustainable community, so there are a lot of elements that you might not see in other traditional single-family developments. So there will be a range of housing types. Many of them are going to be in mixed-use buildings.
Back in 2011, city staff and community members began the three-year process of writing a master plan for the land. That plan calls for building more than 3,000 housing units, 20% of which they hope will be kept affordable to a family of four making $65,000 or less. But those who already live in the area are hoping for more than just housing.
They refer to us as a food desert. We're just a desert, period.
Barbara Scott is the president of the Colony Park Neighborhood Association. She's lived in the area since the mid-70s. She and her husband moved there looking for a cheap house to buy. And Scott says while housing is great, she's really looking for economic opportunity.
We don't have a grocery store. You know, you can't sit down and eat. There's not a restaurant out here.
The Colony Park Master Plan calls for nearly 10,000 square feet of commercial space. Plus, adding jobs out there could incentivize the building of a new rail line, the Green Line, long envisioned by Cap Metro as a way to connect growing eastern suburbs to Austin. Since the city owns the land in this case, it has more leverage to get what's been planned. Barrera with the city says these chances don't come often.
It's very rare. It hasn't happened for the city since Miller.
Also pronounced Mueller. That's the more than 700-acre development on the site of the city's old airport. Colony Park is still a few years away from looking like that project just off I-35. The city has just accepted the first of two rounds of requests from developers to build on the land. They hope to bring a developer and a negotiated deal to council by this summer. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.